just for kicks, let's go to Psalm 49. So this is the last thing I want to talk about. And these Calvinists who believe they're going to be ushering in the kingdom. Jeff Dirtbag, who basically, you know, this, I don't know if it was last week, he was like, he was in Ireland praising the guy who made, the founder of Guinness beer. And he's praising the wicked.
Right.
Why? Because he's forsaken the law. That's why. Because such as keep the law contend with them. But they that forsake the law praise the wicked, the Bible says. So he's praising the maker of Guinness. He's like, oh, he's a Christian. He was a believer in Christ. You know, he was a believer in the Antichrist. And this is not ad hominem, as people like to say. This is fact. He's praising it because this Guinness guy who made this beer, you know, he had a 9,000-year lease on that building. And the reason he's praising him for that is because Calvinists, for example, Vision Forum and this pervert, they got found out to be a pervert, part of Vision Forum, they would have these beliefs about the 200-year plan. And what they're basically saying is they want all Christians to permeate all political positions, all businesses, because through that, they're going to be ushering in the kingdom of God. So they literally believe, right, that all Christians will even be a part of governmental aspects of our world, businesses. It's kind of like a New World Order type of a thing, you know? That's the first thing that comes to my mind. So that's what they believe. And look, this is no different than what the Jehovah's Witnesses believe. Okay? You know, the Christianity is going to take over the world, business and legacy. So he literally believes that this Guinness guy is going to be, I mean, that business is going to be there for like 9,000 years. Or at least until Christ comes. So this physical building, these physical riches are going to be there until Christ comes. Go to Psalm 49 and verse 6. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious and ceaseth forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Look what it says here in verse 11. Their inward thought is this. This is what they're thinking to themselves. That their houses shall continue forever. And their dwelling places to all generations. You know, like 9,000 years. They call their lands after their own names. Guinness. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. Amen. This their way is their folly. Amen. Yet their posterity approve their sayings. Well, who's the apostle? What does it talk about when it says posterity? Their descendants. Who is Jeff Dirtbag a spiritual descendant of? Guinness.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So this Guinness guy comes and his folly is made manifest because he signed this 9,000 year lease when God specifically says, hey, your dwelling places are not going to continue to every generation. And here comes the posterity, Jeff Dirtbag, and he approves that saying. He's like, yeah, he's going to usher in the kingdom. You know, the Bible tells us here that no, you're not going to inherit the kingdom, Jeff Dirtbag. You know, because guess what? You're a drunk. You know why you're drunk? Because the works of the flesh are being manifest in you. And because you're not saved, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's talking about you.
Right?
You drunk, false teacher.
Amen.
You Calvinistic drunkard.
Amen.